Hi, y'all. I'm Julie.
Hi there. I'm Brenda. Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side.
Now, y'all need to know that we're obsessed with everything on the other side.
Yes, we are. Because once you learn to navigate the energetic, or to some, the invisible world, life is going to be more fun and much more serene.
Heck yes, it can. Because let's be honest. Bryn, Earth School is hard. In fact, you taught me that.
Let's crush Earth School together.
Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side, a production of iHeartRadio.
Well, hello, my witchy poo. How are you this day, whatever day it may be, in 2021?
It is Wednesday.
It is? Oh, shit. Yeah, it is Wednesday.
It is Wednesday. So I'm doing great on this Wednesday, my elf. How are you?
Well, I think it's because this is maybe the second time in a year and a half I've had my hair down, and maybe it's hurting my hearing or I can't see.
Well, and noted, it's a new haircut. That hasn't happened in a while.
No, well, it hasn't, and nor has it been down.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like my poor brain has been pulled backwards for a good solid year in a ponytail.
Ponytail headache.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So on that very serious note, we should transition into the very serious note that we're talking about today. So we're going to talk about supercharged kids, and not ones you can buy on a credit card. That's not the supercharge we're talking about.
No. Or when kids supercharge. Is that what you're saying?
Right. Or when a kid has a credit card.
Yeah, exactly.
This is about supercharged kids. And we have a question actually for one of our listeners that we're going to, you know, we really thought it was a great idea to turn this into a full episode. So thank you, Marina. So her message says, I love how people address us. Because we did the one where someone was like, hi, y'all. This one is, okay, ladies.
Getting down to it.
I love you people so much. Okay, ladies. And actually, she's calling me a lady. So that's a compliment.
All good.
Doesn't happen very often. She's not calling me sir. Okay, ladies. I was catching up on the podcast while taking a cleansing bath. I was listening to the Capitol
when I was... Okay, just love that. Just love
that. Right, cleansing bath? Yes. As I was listening to the Capitol and I was thinking, I need to talk to them about kids. So the Capitol ends and then starts the show about kids and rocks. Amazing. Thank you. I have a six-year-old who has been home for a year. He is surrounded by crystals and rocks. He plays my singing bowl. He walks around the house cleansing with his little crystals. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. Can you speak more about children? He saw things when he was younger. He hears things. He is semi-afraid. He doesn't like sounds. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't like loud sounds. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, okay, Marina. Just like she said, okay, ladies.
Okay, ladies. Okay, Marina. Let's do
okay,
this.
Okay, Marina. Let's go.
So thank you so much for sharing your story and this beautifully tuned in child. And I think what's important to talk about, right, this is a six-year-old. And at the age of five is when the chakras start growing those filters over the top of, you know, over the top of the chakras. And so this is why under the age of five, you really want to be mindful of what children are exposed to, because they don't have filters to filter out the negativity. Things just go straight in. And that's why he was probably able to see some things and hear some things. This is not unusual, because under the age of five is when children usually have their invisible friends, right? That adults can't see, but that are still there. And so this is a really tender time for kids. A lot of people will tell you stories of what they saw and what they heard. I know Disney has a show out now. I'm not going to, like, the Wolf Walkers. Is that what it, that's what it's called? The Wolf Walkers. And it's these girls who connect and they see things and they didn't know about things. And anyhow, so it's like that.
Well, there's the movie Paranorman was one of my favorite animated movies about a kid who, I mean, it's all he saw. He'd walk down the street and see something, had a very different world in his view than everybody else did. So it's Paranorman for those that want to watch it.
Cute. I don't know that one.
No. Why would you?
Yeah, I know you're not surprised by this. But so I just think, you know, acknowledging that he has these experiences that were real for him and that he probably didn't have context to put them in. So I would just let him know he can tell you about his stories and what he saw and his experiences and just validate them. Yep, sometimes that happens. You don't have to know everything about what he saw. You don't have, you just, if you can just say, yeah, that must have been really strange, or yeah, sometimes that happens, just let it be okay and don't judge it as, oh no, are you kidding? That's awful. Or, you know, that you need, no, back away, you know, be afraid of that. It doesn't mean that there aren't things to be cautious of. Of course there are, but to have someone validate, like, that's real for you. Okay. Thanks for letting me know is super important. And so that's where I'd start off saying. And because he is extra sensitive to sound is probably because he has some clairaudience going on. And, you know, you hear all kinds of things when that happens. And let it just, you know, affirm for him that he can choose what he wants to hear and what he doesn't want to hear, that he's in charge of him, just like you would in, you know, like you don't let people touch your body in any place they want. Like you're in charge. You can hold my hand. Right. That's okay. Or you can't, or that's okay.
Fuck you fuckers. I'm in charge.
Exactly.
We haven't said that one in a while.
Yeah, that's always a good one.
I think, Bryn,
maybe too, not appropriate for a six-year-old, but
it's, hey, man, if it protects him, say fuck all you want, yeah. Six-year-olds. If you're listening, say it. Just kidding. No, I'm not kidding. I am kidding. No, I'm not. So I think something that's really also important, and you're hitting on it, maybe I'm going to say it a slightly different way, in my more, you know, dramatic elfin way, which is the worst thing to do when a kid is actually sharing this with you is to doubt them and to tell them it's not true.
Right.
Because that will scar them.
Well, it may scar them.
I say scar.
But most importantly, they're not going to tell you anything going forward.
Well, no scarring. There's a scarring right there.
Right. Because, well, they'll just know, like, oh, I'm not safe with you. I'm not, mm-hmm. You're not going to unconditionally protect me, which is what adults want to be for kids, right? They want to be that safe zone. So you're telling them, this is how to work with me. And don't tell me anything I'm uncomfortable with. So, and obviously this listener is not like that, or she wouldn't be asking these questions. But
of course, of course. But this is just in general. For, and this is also whether you're dealing with it or you have a friend or a family member that could very well be responding in that way, to just be like, hey, by the way, just let him talk. You know, like if you're allowed or you can have an opening to do that, you know, it would really serve that child if it's possible. But I'm sure that all this too, like, you know, reading this message, because it came from you. I mean, you're the one that sent it to me. And I'm sure it was very, like, how do you not identify with that six-year-old? Because that was you.
That was totally me.
Right?
I didn't have anyone to talk to. So I talked to the spirits.
Right, because they were your invisible friends.
Yeah, but
they
again,
invisible
I grew
to you.
Up in a home, like my mom's great, but it was so chaotic because of the alcoholism. So I wasn't going to be the one to, you know, burden her with, hey, what do you do about the spirits? Like, I just wasn't going to bring that up. There was no room for it. So yeah, I had to navigate that myself. But so just affirming, yeah, tell me more. You can bring all your stories here. I love hearing them, you know, and you're always safe and you're always in charge. And I mean, you can also order those protection pouches and keep them by their bed and say, these are your stones and this is what they do. And you can, you know, touch them every night before you go to sleep and like make it a little bedtime ritual to create safety for him.
It's funny that you say that.
Because that's what I do.
Right. By the way, same. So if anybody thinks that we don't use this stuff, you're sadly mistaken. We do. In fact, probably more than we should, if that's possible. But it's funny. I oh my God. Oh boy, I gave you, that's a nice one I gave.
I know,
look at that.
Good.
That's a giant.
I just pulled out of a giant black tourmaline that my elf sent me. It's right next to me.
I sent you a giant box full. So it's interesting. I got a call from a friend of mine. His name is Neil Mulcahy. He doesn't listen. And so I'm going to say his name. So Neil is a grandfather. He has four grandkids. And I'd given him, like, you know, some pouches of stones, like, I don't know, a few years ago or something when I was on my book tour. And one of his, I think his grandsons lost their pouch. And he's called me up in a panic. He's like, will you please can you send me one? Like, I've got to replace this. Because he said, I'm not saying I don't believe. He goes, because after this, I do. He goes, but was I skeptical? Sure, I was. He said, but I will tell you what my daughter and I agree to is that those kids are calmer and more peaceful with those rocks than they were without. He goes, I don't know. He said, I don't know what the hell's in that bag you gave me, Rieger, but good God, it works. And he's just really
kids
funny about
slash
it.
Slash adults, slash humans.
Exactly. Very funny. So I think what we should do is take a quick break because I want to come back and I want to tell some stories
about
parents. You
are freaking me out now with all these breaks you're calling me.
I know, right? You're welcome. But I think there's some really great stories about some kids in different circumstances and what parents did. So I think telling stories.
Such an important conversation. So thank you so much for the question. Yeah.
Okay. And we will be back.
There you go.
No, you can't say we're going to be back. That's my turn to say we're going to be back.
I just said, but there you go. I just affirmed you.
That's all I wanted.
You are crazy.
This episode is brought to you by Philips One by Sonicare. One up your brushing with Philips One. This one is the ideal one for those who are still using an old school manual toothbrush. To all those people, it's time to take your brushing one level up. The solution is a simple one. It's the perfect timing one. It's the long-lasting battery-powered or USB rechargeable one. That comes in multiple colors to match you one. The one with a subscription that delivers new brush heads for just $5. Your teeth deserve this one. Philips One by Sonicare. One up your brushing. Learn more at philips.com/one. That's philips.com/one.
Hi, I'm Phil Donahue.
And I'm Marlo Thomas.
We fell in love on live television, right there on my show. Not long after we got married, and that was more than 40 years ago.
Now on our new podcast, Double Date, we visit the homes of our favorite long-married celebrity couples.
We share intimate conversations about enduring love and all its challenges. Family, career, conflict, addiction, illness, jealousy. Everything a couple can face.
And you'll hear those personal and often hilarious stories that all married people like to tell. From couples like Viola Davis and Julius Tenen, Neil Patrick Harris and David Burka, Kelly Ripa and Mark Consuelos, Judge Judy and Jerry Shinlin, and so many more. We can't wait to share some of the laughs and tears and revelations that we had with these remarkable spouses.
Listen to Double Date on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we are back from guess who's break?
The elfin break.
It's the elfin break. We are back from that. I would love, if my witchy poo is cool with this, is that I would love to tell some stories, because not being a parent in this lifetime right now, other than two dogs, and I've certainly been parent to cats. You know, it's I don't have the experience in this lifetime of raising my own and dealing with the day in, day out of what it must be to have a gifted child, because God knows if I did, it would be very gifted. Let's be honest. Everyone's welcome to laugh at that. It was meant for you to laugh. So if you felt awkward for a minute, don't. It's totally fine.
Oh my God. I love it.
You're welcome. So a few years ago, 2.5 years ago, when I was releasing, I'm going to call it our book, Brenda, because you're in it, half of it. So it just feels like it belongs to us. Even though I had to write it.
The book that I authored, that's how you can say it.
Right, right. So the night before it was like officially released, I was on George Norrie's Coast to Coast. Mm. And it was
I just
like
love that sentence.
Right, fun sentence. It was like an hour and a half long
that
episode,
they drop
if not
the mic
longer.
Sentence.
Right? It was cool. Awesome. But so I have to tell you guys, to do the show, he does them live. And... Oh, yeah. And I was like, I dialed in at midnight. Like, it's like you're full on when you do Coast to Coast. So the night before, I did this really long interview with George, and we're on first name basis. And the next day, I have, because of course, I mean, it was kind of a stupid move, by the way. I gave them my personal email address because how can people get a hold of you? And I gave them my Yahoo account. So I have this message. You know me, it's like, I will eventually land the plane, folks, but I just have to like take a while taking off. So next I had a message from this really sweet guy. His name is Bill, and he lives outside of San Diego in Oceanside. And I had this really sweet note, and he was telling me that he heard me on the show, and he was really afraid for his daughter, who was like 2 to 3 years old. I mean, she's really young.
Baby.
Right.
Little
and
baby.
So I was like, you know, I was in the middle of doing the book stuff, and I was like, I couldn't shake this guy. Like, I was like, let me see what I can do. Couldn't shake him. I also wasn't confident in my own skills, let's be honest. And so we went to go see Andy, who is the mother to our godchild, who lives about half an hour from him. And I called him up. I said, hey, Bill, I'm in the area. Do you mind if I come over? And he's like, He's like, yes, please.
Hi, Bill. I'm stalking you.
seriously, that's what it sounded. It really felt that way. And he's like, well, let me check with my wife. I think it's what he said. Let me check with my wife. I'm like, don't worry, lesbian. It's all good. Like, if she's worried about any of that stuff, you're totally safe. I don't even know what's down there anymore. It's been so long. And by the way, everybody, Brenda is shaking her head in disgust. So,
not disgust, just amazement.
Amazement
just
the words
that in.
Just fly out of my mouth. So before I went over to his house, which I always do, is like I fall into a meditation. I am looking for what I need to know in advance. And Spirit showed me this little girl and showed me that she had a birthmark in between her eyes, like right over her third eye. Mm-hmm. And I remember telling Suzanne, I go, it's weird. I see a birthmark.
She's literally marked.
So don't let me forget to check that when we get there. Because sometimes I get excited or overwhelmed.
Yeah, no, I understand.
So we get there and I see this birthmark. I'm like, okay, they were showing me the right person. So that was actually really cool. And then he proceeds to tell me some stories. And she had woken up a few days prior with scratch marks on her arms.
Oh, I hate that.
Right?
Yeah, that's not good.
But by the way, this is a dad who reached out. Mom didn't, dad did. So I just want to be really clear. Dad, in fact, I have several dad stories.
No
so
judgment.
Dad reached out. No, but it's great though. I mean, great. I'm saying it more to support and celebrate.
Yeah.
Like how far dads have come since I've been alive. And so yay dads.
Yep.
And so we reached out. And so he's telling me the stories. He had a hard time getting her to talk because she was so young. I don't think she really had much of a vocabulary. And so, of course, I did my typical. I bring over selenite and black tourmaline because I literally everywhere I go.
That's your jam.
Yeah, no, it's in my car, right? Like I have a stash. I'm talking to her because I'm trying to pull out some stuff, but really casually. And I said, and I had held my hand out with black tourmaline, and she like picked it up. She took it out of my hand and started placing it herself. I'm like, okay. First place she went, closet floor, right? Yeah. Like this is what's happening. She's going to all the places of where she sees things that scare her.
And I just want to point out, like for those of you who are thinking, oh my God, this is an extraordinary child. And clearly she is.
Yeah.
And when you affirm a child in a way like, hey, what do you want to do with these? What do you think you should do? They will grab them and they will use them. Because they don't have noise about, oh, I don't know if I know how to do this. They don't have that.
Nope. I mean, she made no bones about it.
Yeah.
She knew
where to go.
She knew why I was there. Mm-hmm. Which I think is really interesting. She knew why I was there. And then here I have these tools and she was ready to go to work.
Yeah.
And I also think it's really powerful when you let them do it, like you said. It's because
when
they know, and it's confidence for her. It's like she needs to be able to take care of herself. Like nobody else going to take care of you for the rest of your life. It's you.
Yep.
Not to be a bummer, but it's true.
Yep.
And so then she was doing her thing and I'm out talking to Bill. And of course, like, his wife's aunt comes through and that freaked her out. So I had to tell her about that stuff, but that's beside the point. So it was interesting because she started to kind of talk and she was like, I got the scratches and the whole thing. And then I taught her, but I had her dad help me teach her about saying no, about her boundaries, about teaching her that she's in charge, even at two or three. You're in charge the second you pop out, man. And she, clearly I've not had a child in this lifetime because nobody calls it pop out
who's
actually had
funny.
A child. It's traumatizing to me to think about going through that. So we practiced and we practiced for her, like throwing her arm out and her palm facing out saying, no, you're not invited. Mm-hmm. You are not allowed here. And we did a whole practice thing. And can I tell you after that, she was fine.
Mm-hmm.
All she needed was just a few skills, right? She just needed to know that she was heard, validated, and that the adults were there to help her, right? And to give her skills. Like her dad cared so much. He brought a stranger into their home.
Right.
You know, like I love what kind of father this man is. Like I'm just so in awe that he went through that, right? It's
so
awkward.
Big.
It's weird, right? But she now can deal.
Yep. No. And again, this is the power of affirming, like, okay, you've got this going on. Obviously the scratches are an indication as well, but this is, you know, there are a lot of parents who wouldn't believe that. Oh, she did it to herself. Oh, she's,
and
know,
she did
girl.
Not do it to, she did right. not do it to herself.
Well, clearly, but
I can tell you hands down, she did not. I saw it. Yeah. She did not do it to herself.
And again, sometimes ignorance and fear can be huge filters where people can't really believe even what they're seeing. This happens in a lot of abuse stories,
sure.
Not just spiritual, you know, hauntings. So that's a beautiful story. And this empowerment and, you know, affirming what she was saying, you know, all tick the right boxes. Such a success story. It's so good.
Well, and we got a call from another dad.
And we will tell that story.
Ah, because you have to interrupt me with the damn breaks. Fine.
I'm John Ellis.
And I'm Rebecca Darst. We're the hosts of the News Items podcast.
The way we see it, there are three storylines shaping modern life.
The financialization of everything, remarkable advances in science and technology, and a world in disarray.
Join us every Monday through Thursday afternoon as we break down news items that are interesting, important, or both. Plus, interviews with some of the smartest people we know.
Listen to News Items podcast with John Ellis on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Roy Wood Jr. I'm a stand-up comedian. I'm a correspondent on The Daily Show with Trevor Noah. I'm a father, I'm a Sagittarius, and I have a podcast called Roy's Job Fair. This show is a therapy session for anybody who's looking for work, wants to slap somebody at work, or is hiring somebody to work for them so that eventually they can slap you too. One part laughs, one part inspiration. I cannot wait to welcome you to Roy's Job Fair on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And welcome back to our supercharged kids. My Elf, you have another dad story.
I do, right?
The patriarchy taking care of supercharged kids. I love these stories.
Right? I love it too. I mean, listen, I obviously have daddy issues. And so when I talk about these, but I love it because it gives me so much hope. And I know there's great dads out there. There's always been great dads out there. I just love these stories.
And lots of great moms too.
For sure, lots of great moms. Yeah. But I don't have mom issues. So I focus on the great dads, right? Like this is what happens.
Tell your story.
But yes, there's phenomenal moms too. So this one is actually Ohio, and this is a different kind of situation. And by the way, love this man too. He is extraordinary. He and his wife, you know, they're hardworking family, hardworking middle class family. He actually drives, and I hope he's listening. He drives a delivery truck for little Debbie. So as you can imagine, he's my hero because anything cream filled, right?
Come on, little Debbie, come on.
I mean, yeah, are you kidding? Those oatmeal sandwiches with the cream in the middle? Holy mo, they're fucking amazing.
I don't think those are keto.
They're not, but I can still talk about it.
That's
like
true.
Like porn all day. Nice. So anyway, so he wanted to get in touch with us because his daughter was having some anxiety issues. Mm-hmm. And they're taking her to therapy, mm-hmm. but he wanted to check with us and be like, you know, just in case there's anything spiritual that we needed to look for, that maybe she's seeing things.
So smart.
And he, so, right. I mean,
so dialed in, so open. Ugh. Come on. That's so beautiful. Yeah.
Love. I'm just obsessed with these dads.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with them. And the fact that they're so caring about the, and interesting, both were daughter cases, mm-hmm. because I have a mom story where I won't get into, but that was about taking care of her boys. So it's just kind of funny. And I don't know if that means anything, but so we had a really great talk about it. And, you know, he actually got a protection pouch because that's like a great starter, right? Like mm-hmm. it's, listen, if that's the only thing you ever bought in your life when it came to crystals was a protection pouch.
It will take you far.
it's really the only one you need if you only pick one. But you know, they're starting to see some improvements, I think. And so it's just nice. And I was just telling this story more because, you know, these two dads in particular came in two different ways, right? Mm-hmm. Like one came in like full on, something's going on with my daughter because it was a different situation.
Right.
This other one was just checking in. It's like, tell me if there's anything else I need to look for because I want my girl to be good.
Right.
You know, right. Like he wants her to have a happy life, right. And have joy and whatever he can do, whether it's a therapist or talk to some, again, a stranger he doesn't know about some advice. And so I really admire that.
It's so beautiful. You know, I have a dear friend who was very sensitive, very dialed in spiritually, very gifted. And when she was little, she would see like her toys floating through the air. And it terrified her. So when
of course it did.
Can you imagine?
Jesus, that sounds like a movie.
Right? It really was not in a good way. And so when we met as adults, and she's like, "Wait, what? You you talk to the spirits? Like, what are you doing and why? She was so terrified. She shut everything down and she didn't have anyone to talk to. She didn't have anyone who could hear her or hold that space for her or help her navigate it. And so, you know, we got to be friends and, you know, now she's much more open and, you know, she's always been dialed in, but she reclaimed this part of her, which is why it's so important to affirm them, to affirm children that says, yeah, this part of the world exists and it's fine. And sometimes it comes into focus and sometimes it leaves and it, you know, it's fine either way. It keeps that door open instead of shutting it down. Cause you know, for 3 decades, she's like, no can do, shut it down. And then she's like, wait, you seem sane. I like you. You can do that. Like, it's okay. I'm not going to lose my mind. Like, that's what she thought. Right.
Of course she thought that.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, and so for those adults that actually had and remember, you know, those experiences as a young child, and maybe you haven't tapped back into it, but here's the good news, you can. And it was interesting. Oh, do you want to say something real quick?
Well, I was just going to say, we've heard from so many people right in the DMs that are like, I remember this and I didn't know what to do with it and I'm reclaiming it and thanks so much for the podcast. So now I know how to do it. And
like, it's I'm just so happy that people can like reignite, I think it's part of the best word for it.
It makes my heart burst open. I'm so excited for them.
Well, it was the other day, a good friend of mine and also somebody who we're beginning to work with, her name is Catherine Gallagher. And Catherine was in the Netflix show You, and then she was also on Broadway with Jagged Little Pill.
I mean,
in fact, she's an actress, yes. She's actually nominated for a Tony and a Grammy.
Wow, that's exciting.
And it is exciting. And so Catherine's a good friend. She and I, you know, we talk a lot, and we were having just a convo, and I'm walking Sookie, my morning walk, and I said to her, I think I have your grandmother here. You know, I think she wants to talk to you. So we had this really great chat and she ended up, of course, bringing her mother into it. It was really fun. It was very like healing for both of them. It was wonderful. But my point of this is that her grandmother said something interesting because I was trying to actually close the door because I was done. I needed to move on, you know.
Move on with my day. Yes, I do understand.
Yeah, because of course you understand because they can hang around. Mm-hmm. And I'm literally trying to close the door and she's busting it back open and she's saying, wait a second, I just need you to tell her something. I'm like, what's that? She goes, tell her that her superpower is clairaudience. Mm-hmm. And she said, she'll understand. And I said, Catherine, your grandmother said that your superpower is clairaudience. She goes, oh my God. I go, what? She said, I used to hear stuff as a kid and it scared me to death.
Yeah, shut it down. Yeah.
And she shut it down. Yeah. And it was her grandmother on the other side that had to remind her of what her superpower is for her to reclaim it. And guess who started to reclaim her superpower?
Yay, Catherine.
Catherine Gallagher, right? I mean, yeah, I just love
so
that.
Great. It's so great. It's so exciting. And it's so healing, right? Because they come in wired in this way. And when you shut it down, we literally lose part of you. And we need everybody firing as 100%, right? Because we all came to the planet at this time, you know, with a purpose. So we need everyone firing 100%.
It came with a purpose, and to listen to the young ones too is important because they come in. Are these called the indigo kids? Is that what I never get this right?
Well,
there's rainbow kids, indigo kids. I'm not sure what the right term is.
Yeah, you can use the term indigo, but I find that a little limiting sometimes, actually.
So, even though I like the color indigo, but the thing is, like, these generations come in. With like, it feels wiser.
Well, they come in,
right?
Because everything transcends. So they're coming in because like, we're literally our generation is, you know, brought in these kids at a different frequency, right? So we keep getting better and more improved and more tuned in to the hardwiring and the possibilities and the gifts. So it's a really exciting time. I do want to loop back just to our question that we had specifically. I want to address, you know, these kids have been home for a year now in the pandemic and schools have opened up and closed down and opened up. And so, you know, different phases, but as more and more schools are opening up, I just want to offer up this remembering something we've talked about. So just a gentle reminder that while kids are excited to go back to school, they're out of practice. Right? They haven't been around a lot of other people. And even though there will be physical distancing when they come back to school, possibly, I don't know, different schools are doing different things, but they're going to be energetically more tired coming back. And so it's really helpful to put, like, one thing you can do is when they come home, you can literally like throw them in a bath or throw them in a shower, you know, like, hey, wash energetically, emotionally, wash all that off, because it just helps cleanse not only the body, but the energy as well. Moving water is really helpful to get the energetics and the emotional components. Otherwise, they literally are like little pig pens running around with little emotional energy dust bunnies all
dust
around
bunnies,
them.
Dust bunnies, right, you know, right.
Kind of like just like clean energy can cling to them, or send them with a protection pouch in their backpack or something. That can be helpful. But or getting a little fountain in, you know, one of those little house fountains in their bedrooms to keep the emotional energy moving so it doesn't cling to them can be super helpful. These are things that are soothing, and for especially for our sensitive kids, right? Those supercharged mm-hmm. kids that are dialed in and always kind of scanning and picking up on what other people need, or talking about how someone's sad, or I gave them part of my lunch because they were, you know, like those kids mm-hmm. who are always taking care of others and really other oriented. This can be helpful to help them clean their own energy space and emotional space.
I love that. Yeah. And so, if you want to toss a little bit of Epsom salt in that bathtub.
Yeah, exactly. That can be super.
Just put a little, just a cup of it, throw it in there. Mm-hmm. It's just, it helps wash away stuff you can't see.
Yeah. So these are just ways, all kids are blessings, but if you have one of these supercharged kids, you want to give them extra tools to help
them. That's right.
And if they can't, you know, have time to jump in the shower or something like that, make sure they at least wash their hands and their face when they walk in the door. That can be helpful.
Oh, that's good. That's a great idea.
Yeah. Just get it off of them.
Well, and then you certainly speak from, again, your place of experience. I was not my supercharged as a child was hand-eye coordination.
That's true.
I'm a killer at carny games, but I did not have invisible friends. But I have a lot of empathy mm-hmm. and I can totally feel that for everybody, and have certainly had enough experience now with everybody else's kids to understand how important it is of everything that we've talked about.
And, you know, I just want to share one more story. I know we have just a little bit of time left, but when I was little, I remember, so I had to be under the age of 5 because I still shared a bedroom with my sister. And on the top of our bedroom door, I would see our dachshund. So like perpendicularly balanced on the top of the door. And obviously it was an energetic pattern. It wasn't the actual dog because he was little, but it terrified me. This visual terrified me. And, you know, it's funny because even as an adult, I think, I don't know why it was so, like when I would see it, I would freeze in my bed and not be able to move until someone came through the door. So like, even though I was awake sometimes the whole night, I would just wait till morning till mom came in to wake us up, because it was very traumatizing for me. But it really wasn't, and I couldn't figure out like why I was so scared. I wasn't afraid of the dog at all. The dog was sweet. But no matter what your child says, even if it's like, well, that's the dog. The dog's fine. Like, don't take it at the face level. Because that was, I understand now that was a dark spirit trying to engage me, but veiling its true form in something that was familiar. But I knew it wasn't the essence of our dog. It was the essence of something else. And
right.
So my point is, in sharing this story, that, you know, just keep affirming, oh, it's okay that it's scary. Tell me about that. And that's, you know, you can use a protection pouch, or use, you know, Julie's training of the putting the palm out, like, you know, stop in the name of love move, you know, mm-hmm. like, you know, that
stop like, in the name of love.
Oh man, I started her up.
Before you break my
but, heart. But it is like that, you know, just, you know, no, stop. Like whatever it is that you can empower your child with. But the point is, like, if I had explained that to my mom, she wouldn't have known to say, oh right. gosh, you know, you trust your feelings. Yeah. If it doesn't seem real, it's not about the dog. You can't hurt the dog's feelings because the dog's over here and the dog's fine. That's something else. You get to say no. So just affirming and empowering them, super important, really helpful.
I think that's a really great point, Bren, because they can absolutely masquerade.
Oh, shapeshift.
As these,
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why I just hesitated saying fuck.
Because it's a child's like never episode, said, that's why.
It's a child's, is that why I went fuh? Because I've seen that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Totally have seen that stuff.
Yeah. So anyhow, I just thought that was an important thing to throw in at the end.
I think that's an amazing thing to throw in at the end.
So I want to thank our listener for this wonderful question that gave us a chance
Marina.
To address some of these things. Obviously, there's many, many twists and turns, but mostly just love your children, appreciate them, and help them protect themselves.
Did you guys just hear that? That was thunder.
Oh, wow.
I felt that throughout my whole body. Sorry, guys.
Take that as confirmation.
Welcome to that. Holy crap. That was intense. Like, I felt it. And yes. And by the way, thank you, Marina, for your question. Yeah. And I love your intro of Okay, Ladies. In fact, when you guys send us questions, entertain us with how you want to address us in the beginning. I love it. I love it when people are like, am I talking to Witchy Poo or a nerdy elf? Like, it just makes me giggle. So we appreciate the giggles. Love it. Thank you guys so much. And thank you, my Witchy Poo. I love your stories and your advice.
Thank you, my elf. I love your stories. And I hope you're healing all your daddy issues.
Yeah, it's a lifelong thing. It's good.
Because remember, we're good. Our school is hard.
Without your lessons from the other side.
Love you, my elf.
Bye, everybody. I love you too. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks for joining us, everyone. And a special thanks to our producer, Maya Cole, who guides us while we guide you.
Hit us up on Instagram at OtherSideGuides or shoot us a note at OtherSideGuides@iHeartRadio.com. And you can even call us at 833-22-GUIDE to leave us a message.
We want to know what you think, we want to know what you know, and we want to hear your stories.
And remember,
Earth School is hard
without the other side. Insider's Guide to the Other Side is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.